But in the news, that mother, who's clearly and very obviously, of course, she is distressed, and the Ballygamartin Road break-in in her house, and they took her baby's ashes. I doubt they knew what they were taking, but between 6:15 and 9:30 last night, Claire Smallwood's daughter Holly was stillborn, and her ashes were contained in a small plastic bag that was kept in a wooden box in the bedroom. Have a listen to this.
I looked in and the ashes were gone. I feel physically sick to my stomach. I feel like I've lost her all over again. I don't care about the person hunting themselves in or them is getting into trouble. I just want them to do the right thing and hand them in somehow and just leave them at the door or just do the right thing and hand them in and just give us our daughter back. That's all we want.
I mean, my goodness, Simon, on one hand there you've got an 88-year-old widower who's just recently lost his wife, and then on this side you have Claire, who is still grieving for her daughter. Your reaction to that?
Benny, my heart breaks. We have a young mother and a dad, Claire, who's lost their baby Holly. I think it was probably about a year ago they lost Holly, and then someone has come in, re-traumatised her, and put her partner, and I no doubt the wider family, through that appalling trauma again. I have no doubt that the death of a child, thank God I never experienced it, I have no doubt the death of a child is like a bomb going off in someone's life, and someone has now just made that worse. So I suppose what I would say, there is someone out there who knows they were in that person's house last night. They know they were in Claire's house last night. But please search their consciences. Just stop for a second and listen to that young woman express the appalling tragedy she has faced and the second tragedy she's faced. Search their consciences. Do the right thing. Get those ashes back, that woman. My heart breaks. Yeah.
It's
listening to what she has to
say. Beyond comprehension what she's going through now, the entire family.